You're listening to the Kribo Shoe Podcast, episode 34, Ice Ice Baby. Welcome back to another episode of the Kribo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host. He's the Mel Tan to my Mel Metal. Chad is here.
All right, we're back again.
All right, so we've got a good show lined up for you guys today. It's gotten cold here lately, and so we're going to talk about our favorite winter levels in Nintendo games. So we're excited about that. Before we get into that, though, we're going to talk about what we've been playing. Okay, Chad, what have you been playing here lately?
So I've been playing a game that I haven't picked up in quite a long time, and that is Super Smash Brothers for the 3DS.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So I'm kind of getting the Smash Brothers itch all of a sudden. We're on the horizon of the Super Smash Brothers Ultimate coming out, and I'm just super excited. So I went ahead and tried to practice a little bit, and I had a long car ride, so I was able to play it a little bit.
Oh, good.
So really, really enjoy that game. It's a great game. Also, still going strong with Pokemon Go and Pokemon Let's Go.
Yeah, so let's talk about Pokemon Go real quick, because I've been playing that as well. We both have caught a new Pokemon, I believe.
We have.
So in Pokemon Let's Go, once you get to the Pokemon Go Park, it unlocks a mystery box in Pokemon Go on the smartphone, and it looks like something that you can use it once a week, and
yes.
It'll last for 30 minutes. And during that 30 minutes, the new mythical Pokemon Meltan will spawn occasionally. So I had a blast doing that and catching my Meltan.
Yes, same here. I caught quite a few of them. And also, you can use your, I think your pineapple berries or whatever they call. I can't remember exactly which ones.
Yes, to get more candy with every catch.
They'll give you some more candy there to help you out. It takes about 400 candies to get a Mel Metal out of this deal here. So...
Yeah, it's going to be a multi-week deal for sure.
For sure,
to get the evolved form Mel Metal.
Yep, as soon as I got him, I put him as my partner Pokemon so I can gain some candy as I walk and everything. I don't think I've ever walked so much in my life. I really want this candy. The only thing it takes 20 is that they go by kilometers?
Kilometers,
20
yes.
kilometers to get one candy. With Charmander and stuff, I believe it was... 3 kilometers with Pikachu, like 2 or 1 or something. But
yeah, they really make you work for this no matter how you go about it.
You're really going to have to work for this one, but I'm all in. I want this Mel Metal.
Yeah, me too. That's kind of my biggest goal, I think, for Pokemon Let's Go is to eventually have a Mel Metal in my Pokedex.
I also caught a Pidgey this week.
Oh, very nice. and then getting into Pokemon Let's Go, I know there's been a lot of Pokemon talk here on the podcast, but we are still heavily playing that, I would say.
Oh, yes.
And I just thought we'd just check in real quick, see where we are. So kind of where are you in the game, Chad?
So I've beat all of the gym challengers, gym leaders and everything, and I beat the Elite Four. So
very nice.
I think I'm pretty much done with the story mode and everything. Now I'm just trying to fill out that Pokedex.
Fill out your Pokedex. About how many hours would you say you're in it?
I think 28 hours to be exact.
All right, yeah, you're a little further than me. I have beat, I think, 6 of the gym leaders. I thought it was 7, but I think now, when looking back, it's only 6 that I've beat, and I'm about 24 hours in.
Nice.
So I'm still really enjoying that, just taking my time, enjoying every minute that I spend there. I will say I've moved a lot more towards playing in handheld mode versus docked. As you get further in the game, the Pokemon that you encounter get harder and harder to catch, and I sure like to be able to aim with the control stick and press a button to throw. It's much more accurate than flinging the Pokeball Plus or a Joy-Con.
Same here. I've been really playing a lot in handheld mode. I really like playing that way better, I believe.
Me too.
I love the Pokeball Plus. I have been using the Pokeball Plus quite a bit with Pokemon Go, though.
Yes, same here.
Comes in handy.
Yep. So that's not all, though. As I finally have been playing something other than a Pokemon game. I bought the – it's a new release that came out this week. It's called Horizon Chase Turbo, and this is like an arcade-style racer that came out digitally. It's from a Brazilian developer, which I thought was interesting. And this game is just perfect for me. It's just – harkens back to the 1990s, and I would go to arcades and I loved playing racing games, and that's what this one is. And it's got a really neat art style, I think, to it. And there's actually a lot more to this game than I thought. There's over 100 courses in here to try. So you think about a, you know, an arcade racer, it might would have 6 or 9 courses. This has got a bunch. And they've got a world tour mode that you kind of progress through and you go all over the world. I started in California and now I think I'm in Cuba. As you go along, you unlock credits, which you can use to upgrade your cars. And one thing I really like, because there's quite a few cars, is that every upgrade you do, it'll apply to all the cars.
Oh, very cool.
So that's going to be pretty nice. So I'm really enjoying it. I played it a couple hours last night, and I'm really, really liking it. The music is outstanding as well.
Very
so
cool.
I'm very happy with my purchase. It's a little expensive for a downloadable game. It's $20. But I was a little hesitant, but I think Nintendo Life's giving it a 9 out of 10, and I saw it's getting a lot of really good reviews. So I thought, well, I'll go ahead and try it. I'm really glad I did.
Do you know if it has any kind of co-op online or couch?
Failed to mention that it does have multiplayer, and it has multiplayer in every game mode, from 1 to 4 players, but it does not have any online play.
No online.
So yeah, but I've heard that even in 4-player mode, as they said, especially on docked, it'll still stay at 60 frames per second. So I thought that was pretty impressive, because even like Mario Kart 8, once you get more than 2 players, it goes down to 30 frames per second. So this game is really fast. It's a little difficult, too, trying to get first place in all the races. It's not easy, but I'm really enjoying it.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I love racing games, so this is definitely something I'll keep my eye on.
Yeah, and I'm sure if you're willing to wait, I'm sure will go down in price. I got excited about it and all the good reviews, so I went ahead and pulled the trigger on it. And then, man, it was getting really late last night when I was finishing up this game, and I happened to go on the eShop and just kind of look at the top deals and stuff. There's a lot of games were on sale around Black Friday, and some of them are still on sale. And I came across this game called Riptide GP Renegade, and it's another arcade-style racing game, but it's jet skis. And I always loved Wave Race 64 and Wave Race Blue Storm on the GameCube. So I thought, well, I'll try this. It was $3.99 on sale, and I had enough Nintendo coins to just get it for free.
Very cool.
It's okay. It's no Wave Race, and it's not as good as Horizon Chase Turbo, but you know, I thought, well, I'll give it a shot. So it does have online multiplayer and local, though. So
okay,
and it is pretty fun. I'm definitely need to play it a little more. I was pretty tired when I was playing it last night. So that's going to do it for what we've been playing. I thought we'd go ahead and move on into the news. We've got a couple of items here of some first-party Nintendo games that are getting pretty good updates here coming up soon. So I thought we'd start off with Mario Tennis Aces. Version 2.1 on Mario Tennis comes out on Friday, November 30th, so probably the day that you're listening to this. And we're going to get some new characters, some more new characters coming. So both Petey Piranha and Shy Guy are coming with this update, and I'm pretty excited about both those guys.
Right, me too. I'm really excited to try out Petey Piranha. I think that's cool they're just giving us 2 characters too.
Yeah, so Petey Piranha, I think in the single-player mode, was a boss, and it's neat that we're going to get to play as him.
Maybe we'll get to play as Blooper later.
That would be amazing. So, you know, usually here in the past in Mario Tennis, it's been a new character every month. And so I was wondering how they were going to do it in December. But I did a little research, and Petey Piranha will be unlocked if you participate in the standard class division of the online tournament. So if you just play the regular online tournament like has been there ever since the game released, you'll unlock Petey Piranha early. And then Shy Guy can be unlocked by participating in the new doubles class division of the online tournament. So this is new as well with this update, this doubles class. Basically, it's going to allow you to play with a partner either on the same Switch as you or someone on your friends list online, or a stranger with the same or similar rank as you. So, I mean, me and you could get online, join up, play in this online tournament on the same team, and we would unlock Shy Guy. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So they also said that you can use the Nintendo Switch Online app, voice chat app, and you can talk to your teammate in this mode, even if it's a stranger of the similar rank as you. You can talk with them through the app. It said you won't be able to talk to your opponents, but you will be able to talk with your teammate. So I'm glad to see that they added that functionality as well.
Not many games have that. I think Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is the only other one.
It's the only one I can think of that'll let you talk with an actual stranger.
We want it for Splatoon 2.
Exactly. And also, I know this is one thing me and you really enjoyed was the co-op challenges that they added a few months ago. And there's a new one coming to the game. It's going to be called Yoshi's Ring Shot. And it'll have four players trying to get the highest ring shot score. So I'm really looking forward to trying this out with you.
That was a lot of fun the last time we did that. We got all three of Boo's visors and everything.
So. That's right. So there's going to be a new prize this time. You want to run that down for us, Chad?
So since it's based on Yoshi, we will be getting a blue, a red, and a yellow Yoshi.
Yeah, this is kind of neat.
That's very cool. I want all three for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No more green Yoshi for me.
No more green Yoshi.
And then lastly, we got some news about the characters that will be released next year, and I'm pretty excited about these. So they've announced in early 2019 we're going to get three new characters. We're going to get Pauline, we're going to get Luma, which is the little star that's with Rosalina, I believe, and we're also going to be getting the boss Boom Boom as a playable character. So I'm real excited about this.
I'm really excited about Pauline.
Oh, me too.
I feel like this character is kind of making a comeback, as you say, kind of like with a lot of characters, seeing with Wolf and stuff. To me, they're kind of making a comeback. I love to see this.
I agree. So, you know, she was a big part of Super Mario Odyssey, of course. And then she's also going to be in the Mario Odyssey stage on Smash Brothers. So it's just, I'm really glad to see Pauline finally get some more time in the spotlight. You know, she's kind of has been missing ever since Donkey Kong was big back in the 80s. So really glad to see her. And I definitely will be unlocking her on day one.
Now, is this the first time that we will actually have played as Pauline?
I sure believe so. Yeah, yes.
Very neat.
So I'm really, really excited about these upcoming characters. I'm really proud of what Nintendo's done with Mario Tennis Aces. It was a good game on release, but it had a lot of shortcomings, and they've really addressed a lot of these. They've made the single player better, and they've made the multiplayer a whole lot better, and they've added a ton of characters. So I'm really hoping they'll do something similar with Super Mario Party. That game's been out for a while now. We haven't gotten anything new, and I sure hope that they will do something similar with that.
Yeah.
And then the next game that's getting a big update is Splatoon 2 is getting another update. Chad, do you want to run through that?
So version 4.3 is coming out on December 5th. It's kind of a sad moment right now.
It really is.
This will be the last update to include new weapons.
Yeah.
There'll be a total of 8. And then also getting the Boom Defense Up Deluxe. And it'll combine the existing cold-blooded and bomb defense. I believe that's bomb defense.
Yeah, I think I made a typo there.
No,
yeah,
that's
bomb,
okay.
Bomb defense up. My apologies.
No problem. And the main power-up is weapon-dependent. It could increase ink coverage or increase the weapon damage.
Yeah, I thought this is a neat ability here that this main power-up, it depends on what weapon you have as your main weapon, but it will some way boost it, and I thought that's actually pretty I think I'll be looking into that one,
especially for some of the weapons that not quite as powerful in my opinion. Yeah. And everything.
Yeah, this will give you a chance to maybe use a weapon that has kind of fallen out of favor, and it may be good again.
Maybe I'll finally try the nozzle nose.
There you go.
And fans can expect more Splatfest until July 2019.
Yeah, so we still will be getting some new content, but this is kind of the end of the road as far as weapons and stuff go.
A little bit. I really want to participate in these next few Splatfests.
Me too.
It looks like we're kind of coming to the end of it a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. I've kind of fallen off of Splatoon 2 pretty hard, and I know a lot of other people have. But, man, I really want to try to get back and at least participate in these Splatfests because, man, once we get to July, it's all over, and I don't want to regret missing out on them.
Right. I hope there's some good options to pick from instead of this guacamole and salsa stuff.
Yeah, so let's get down to something really good.
I think a Pikachu and Eevee one would be neat.
I think that'd be great.
Getting into Pikachu and Eevee, Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee have sold 1.5 million units in the U.S. alone. since their launch.
Yeah, I thought this was pretty good, for all things considered. And this is strictly U.S. here.
And that's a pretty short time period as well.
It was about 3 or 4 days of sales when they came out with this.
Not bad. It does say that Sun and Moon did sell 2.2 million for the same time period. But you have to realize that's probably about 70 million 3DSs versus about 20 million Switches.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
So yeah, I did see some people saying, well, oh, you know, the last big Pokemon game, not counting Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, definitely didn't sell this big at launch. But, you know, the last main, you know, one, Sun and Moon, they did sell more. But as you say, a lot more people had 3DSs. That was kind of getting towards the end of the 3DS's life when Sun and Moon came out.
Right. So, I mean, there was a lot more, almost quadruple in the Switch
here. Yeah. And you also consider that Sun and Moon were $40 games, and you know, the cheapest version of Pokemon Let's Go is $60, and a lot of people sprung for the $100 version. So I think Nintendo's probably pretty happy with this, and I'm really looking forward to see kind of what it ends up selling in the first month worldwide. I think that's going to be very interesting to see.
I could definitely see this as being one of the best Switch games of the year. In my opinion, it definitely is.
I agree, and typically, Pokemon games are some of the highest sellers for a system. When it's all said and done, and you look back, a lot of times it's a Pokemon game at the top.
There's always a few of them in that list, right?
Yeah. All right, so that's going to kind of do it for the news. As far as new releases, there's really not a whole lot. All the kind of big releases are kind of getting out of the way because Super Smash Bros. Ultimate is coming out next Friday, December 7th. And we're very, very excited about this.
I will be picking it up on, I'll be in line on Thursday, getting it early Friday.
Yes, we're going to be at the midnight release if we're able to. And I imagine that will be the topic of next week's show.
Indeed.
All right, so that's going to do it for the news and the new releases. And when we come back, we'll get into our main topic, our favorite winter levels. Okay, Chad, getting into our main topic, and I'm real excited about this one. You know, it seems like we've had several episodes here lately talking about just kind of the newest Switch releases, and I get very excited for all those, but it's also fun to just kind of look back on some of Nintendo's past, and so that's kind of what we're going to do this week. This was actually one of your ideas, our favorite winter levels, and I'm real excited about this. I know I think Nintendo Minute did something like this a year or two ago in the winter, and sometimes we get some ideas from them, and I thought this would be really fun just kind of go back and talk about some of our favorite winter levels now that we're kind of in the colder months of the year.
Right. And when it gets cold, I always kind of think about playing the winter games and everything like
that. Oh, yeah. You kind of just want to be inside, be nice and cozy, and just curl up and play a Nintendo game.
Exactly.
So I think we've got maybe four or so each, plus maybe an honorable mention or two. So we're just going to kind of do what we usually do with our list and just kind of go every other one. We'll switch off. So how about you go ahead and get us started?
Okay, I'll start us off here. And I think all of these we're going to say are different because I happened to look at your answers and everything before, and it shocked me how close we were. I think we had 3 out of 4 matched exactly the same.
Yeah, so
I went in a different route and just totally, some of mine will be a little bit newer games on the Switch and everything. That way, maybe some people that have Switches can play these games.
Yeah, just know as the listener that we both love all these levels very much.
Exactly. So my first one is, it doesn't even have a name. It's just called World 4-2.
Oh, so you're going old school. Old school. Not even a level name.
We're talking Nintendo Entertainment System.
All right.
Super Mario Brothers 2. While this is definitely not a great Mario game, in my opinion, I have fond memories of this because this was the first Mario game I personally owned as a child. And World 4-2, it stuck out to me the most as a winter level because I really liked animals at the time. And on this level, there are whales that shoot water out of their spouts,
yes.
And you'd have to jump on there. And
this is an incredible level, yes.
I really like it, and I think it has ice blocks, so you're sliding all the time. These little guys are trying to get you and everything. And at the end of the level, you blast off into a spaceship and just blast off the top of the screen. I just was blown away by that at the time.
Yeah, no, this is a great level. I actually didn't know in the, at the top of my head which level 4-2 was in Super Mario Bros. 2. But yes, if you've ever played this game, you will remember the whale level for sure.
Yeah, it just really stuck out to me. And nowadays, you know, it's one of my favorites because that's what I grew up with. It's completely right. Nostalgic here.
And this was Super Mario Advance, right? The remake for the Game Boy Advance that you got.
Right, yes, it was. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, yeah. Super Mario Bros. 2 is a weird game. But yeah, it does have some very memorable levels and enemies. You know, this gave us the Shy Guy and Birdo, among other things. So it's a great game in its own way. It's just it's odd for a Mario platformer, but man, that's a really great that's a great choice. I had not even thought about this level in years, it's a perfect winner level.
Yeah, I really. It's part of the game that's kind of odd. You get to play as other characters besides Mario. And
right.
At the time, I just thought that was so cool. I get to play as Luigi, way higher jump and everything, and Peach could float. And it just kind of brought some different aspects to the table, even though it's definitely not a great game.
Man, yeah, you're right about the characters being able to play as them all. I mean, it took till, you know, Super Mario 3D World before we were able to play as that same cast of characters again. So it was, you know, well ahead of its time for sure. So my first one, and this is probably the one that I thought of at the very start almost, and that's Cool Cool Mountain on the Super Mario 64 on the Nintendo 64.
I love this level.
This is one of my favorite worlds in the game, and there's just something about it. I love the music in it. I've always loved the penguins in the Mario series, and this one's got several penguins. You start out and you can see the little house right in front of you. And if you go down the chimney, there's the penguin race going down the slide. I loved that as a kid. And also, you've got a little baby penguin walking around there crying right when you start the level. And you know, as you start exploring and figuring things out, you figure out that, oh, his mama's at the very bottom of the level. So you got to pick him up and get him all the way down to the bottom of the level and reunite him with his parent.
Don't drop him.
Exactly. there's just something about this level. I've just always loved it. And, so I thought that definitely would be one of my top choices for a winter level.
Yeah, I completely agree. This was one of my choices here. I love pretty much every world in Mario 64, but this one, just something about it just sticks out, especially the winter levels. I've always liked winter levels in games.
Yeah, me too.
And this is definitely one of the best of all time, in my opinion.
Oh, and also I forgot to mention one of the other things I love in this level is there's a little snowball at the top of the mountain, and if you keep up with it and roll it all the way down the mountain, wait, it rolls all the way onto this half-made snowman, and it'll get you a power star if you complete it.
I remember
that was another one of my favorite missions in the game.
I remember that used to frustrate me when I was younger, just I couldn't stand pushing the snowball down there, but now I like it. So my next one, this is a fairly recent game, is the Snow Kingdom from Super Mario Odyssey.
Oh yeah, this is a good choice.
So I really like this, and this is the one where you meet the I can't remember exactly what they're called, but the guys that bounce around, they're all dressed up real, they're real fat guys, and they bounce, have the races where you just bounce down the
course. Yes, I can't think of the names of them either, but I know exactly
what you're talking about.
Yeah, the Shavarians, there you go.
Yes, I really like this course. You start out and it's pretty much a blizzard, I think.
It is.
And you can't see anything. Then you finally make it down to where the Shavarians live, and they're wanting you to race here and everything. It's just really stuck out in my mind as one of a Snow Kingdom, especially from Super Mario Odyssey. And we hadn't had a Snow Kingdom in a 3D Mario game in quite a while.
You're right.
Super Mario Odyssey or Super Mario Sunshine, I don't believe, had any
snow levels. Yeah, it was very tropical. So
yes.
Yeah, I think this is a good, really good choice from you. This one, especially like you say, you start out and it's kind of like a blizzard up top. This one, I think, is a level that just makes you feel cold playing it because it just seems like it's just super cold.
Mario's there shivering.
Yeah, he'll shiver if you stand him alone. And you can also, I think, get the snow suit here. And I think that's one of the better suits that's in this game.
Yes.
He kind of looks like a little Eskimo. Yeah. So yeah, that's a really good choice there. My next one is another kind of an older level, and this is from Donkey Kong Country on the Super Nintendo, and the level I'm thinking about is called Snow Barrel Blast, And this is one of my favorite levels in the game, much less one of my favorite winter levels, because it starts out and there's snow on the ground, but it's a sunny day and there's not any snow falling. And kind of as you progress through the levels, the snow starts coming and it starts coming harder and harder. By the end, it's like you can barely even see what's going on. There's so much snow. And I just always like that part of the level. And it's one of the harder levels because as it's a blizzard, you're having a blast from barrel to barrel and you're having to time it just right. But I was able to find a shortcut to where if you actually shoot out of one of the first barrels over the barrel it looks like you're supposed to go in, you'll fall into a barrel below the screen and it'll just shoot you all the way to the end of the level.
Oh, wow.
And I just always loved finding stuff like that as a kid, and just being able to skip the hardest part of the level and get right onto the next thing, I always thought was pretty neat. So
I like when Nintendo did that a lot.
Oh yeah.
Very, very good choice. I love Donkey Kong Country series.
It's a great game.
So my next one, and this is a Mario Kart course here.
Oh, very nice.
It's from Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on the Switch also. Mount Wario. So you start up in, I believe you're an airplane. You're starting up in an airplane,
right.
And you just take off out the door, and you race all the way to the end at the bottom of the mountain. So you're going through ski jumps and everything, pretty much everything you do at a winter resort. You're going through there on a cart or a motorcycle, whatever you're using.
Right.
And so this doesn't have any laps. So it's just you start at point A, you go to point B, all the way to the bottom. And I like courses like that. I believe you do as well.
Oh, I love them.
So not laps where you don't see the same thing over and over and over.
Yes.
I played on this stage actually last time I played Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, and we had a blast on it.
Oh, yeah. It's one usually everyone can agree on. Like, oh, yeah, let's race on this one. Because it's just something fun. It's just something – it's a little different than most of the courses, you know, where you have laps, like you said. And even if you think you're doing good on this one, or at least for me, if I think I'm doing good, you don't get too cocky because towards the end, you got to go through basically a forest. And it's really hard to go through there, flying through there without hitting one of those trees.
Oh, yeah. So. You can go pretty much any way you want to.
Yeah, it's not over till it's over on this course.
I did hit a tree when I went on. It was quite embarrassing. It was on 200cc.
Right. Nothing worse than leading the whole way and then hitting a tree dead on at the end and having about six people pass you.
Oh, very embarrassing.
But yeah, this is a great course. So I guess while we're kind of on the subject of Mario Kart, I've also got a Mario Kart course. This one's from an older Mario Kart. This is Mario Kart 64, and it's Sherbert Land. And there are two snow courses in this game, but Sherbert Land's always my favorite. This one is just basically you're just racing on a big ice glacier type deal. So there's not really snowing or anything, but there's a lot of obstacles in your way. Most of all, you've got several penguins that slide on their bellies across the course that you have to avoid.
Penguins from Mario 64.
Exactly. So it's the same penguins. I don't know. I just have a soft spot in my heart for these penguins. And there's a part where you go into like an ice cave towards the end of the lap, and there's lots of pillars of ice and more penguins walking around there. And so that's where if you can get through there unscathed, you're doing good. And I also really love the music in this course. So that's another one. To me, when I think of a winter level and a winter Mario Kart course, I think of Sherbert Land.
Yes, I really like Sherbert Land. And which one was this on again? Was it Mario Kart 64?
Mario Kart 64, yes.
Was there a remake also on the GameCube?
There very well may have been. Okay. Almost all of the good Mario Kart courses have been redone.
True.
I just can't remember exactly which one it might have been on.
They redid a lot of it.
Exactly.
So my final choice here is the snowy peaks of Mount Hylia from Breath of the Wild.
This is
my
another
favorite
good
game of
choice.
All time. Shortly after I started my journey in Breath of the Wild, I came across this region, but it was so cold, I didn't have warm enough clothes yet. So I would just freeze and start losing my health, so I'd have to go back to the sunny regions.
Right.
But as soon as I got those warm clothes, I was back there. And sometimes there's just a raging blizzard. I mean, you can't see anything.
Yes.
I usually make a campfire and settle in for the night. And by the time I wake up in the morning, the blizzard's over and you can just see, I mean, everything. The mountain you're trying to get to and the wild moose that I didn't know was there last night. It's right beside me here. So fresh meat right there.
There you go. Yeah, this, man, what another great choice here. This is another one kind of like the Snow Kingdom of Mario Odyssey where you really feel how cold it is because, like you say, if you don't have the right attire, you can't even make it up here. You'll just die.
You won't survive.
So, right? Yeah, it's really neat. And like you say, sometimes it gets where you can just hardly see, but just settle in for the night. In the morning, it's all going to be beautiful again.
That's right. Yeah, I really love this part of it. I love how Breath of the Wild separates all the different kind of regions and climates and everything. They did a great job on that.
But I agree.
There's something about the snow part of the map and everything. And this is the best place to shield surf.
Oh, 100%.
You can't really do it in the volcano part because they're all rocks. You're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah, you can kind of just make yourself a little snowboarding game.
You get to the top of the hill, you can just go and go and go, and you'll probably hit a grassy patch before you stop.
You probably will, yeah. So my last one, it's not really a level, but it's I thought, man, you know what I really like when I think about winter is the winter months in an Animal Crossing game.
Oh, yes, yes.
I don't know. I've always loved how Animal Crossing has done the seasons. And, you know, it seems like usually the games come out in the summer. And so when I'm playing at the very most, you know, it's usually always sunny and stuff, which I love. But it's also great if you stick with the game for a few months and as the leaves change to fall colors and then eventually winter hits and all the trees have snow on them and there's snow on the ground. And I don't know, it's just something about it that I've always thought was kind of special.
When I first got Animal Crossing, I believe it was in the winter months.
Oh, very nice.
And so all the trees had lights on them.
Yeah.
Jingles the Reindeer was stopping by. I was building snowmen. I love the winter months in Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
It's some of my favorite part. And I noticed also, it took me a while to notice it after I got into the summer parts, but your footsteps sound differently when you're in the snow. It actually sounds like you're trudging through snow and everything.
It does, yeah. So I always thought it's fun to, you know, try to get an outfit that seems warm during the winter months and kind of put it on your villager and put a fireplace in your house and stuff.
Some clam chowder. I'd always go to they have little igloos. Do you remember those?
Oh, yes.
You could get kind of winter themed items from those igloos and put in your house.
Yeah. Go stop by Brewster's and get a cup of hot coffee.
Oh, to go. Yes.
So, yeah, I just and I'm really looking forward to the seasons and the upcoming Animal Crossing on the Switch, because I just imagine they'll even go even further than they have so far.
I think so, too.
All right, so that's going to kind of do it for our favorite winter levels. We do have maybe an honorable mention or two. I had one, and it's a sports game, but it's one made by Nintendo. It's on the Nintendo 64, and it's 1080 degrees snowboarding. I don't know. Have you ever played this game, Chad?
I never have.
I really liked this. I played a lot of snowboarding games. Seems like a lot of them came out kind of in the late 90s, and they don't really come out too much anymore. I always liked this one. There was a store in town that had a demo of this for a long time, so I played it a lot as a demo before I ever got the game. And, you know, of course, the whole thing is winter-themed, and it was just a lot of fun racing and trying to win races in the game. But the thing that really is most memorable to me, and we're going to put it as one of the songs in this podcast, is the song that played when you picked your character. It was very repetitive and very catchy, so we'll stick that in here at the end for everyone to listen to.
Very cool. I'll definitely have to give it a listen then.
Did you have any honorable mentions?
So I've got one. It's actually a Donkey Kong level also.
Okay.
It's from Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. It's called Cliffside Slide.
Okay.
So you start out and it's you're in shadows pretty much. All you can see is kind of your shadow, Donkey Kong's red tie, and depends what other character you're using. They'll also show off a little bit there, maybe Diddy Kong's cap or something. But as you progress through the level, it starts suddenly turning into an avalanche. The whole mountain's just crumbling apart, and the parts of the stage are flying at you, and you have to use that to get through the level. And it's just a really well-done level. I love how the lighting is, and it's just really fun trying to get through it. It was one of the harder levels, if I remember right, toward the end.
Oh, yeah. It was very difficult, for me at least.
I played in co-op, so I think it was a little bit easier there. I can't remember exactly, but I remember just thinking, wow, this is really well done.
Yeah, and Tropical Freeze has a bunch, especially kind of as you work your way up the mountain, the levels get more and more winter themed. So that's a great game for some winter levels there.
Right, for sure.
All right, so that's going to kind of do it. This is pretty fun talking about our winter levels. We may have to revisit this in the summer or something for some summer levels.
Oh, definitely. I really appreciate you getting all yours together. I really had a great time.
Oh, yeah. I think we gave out quite a few different levels for people to try, some old games, some new games. And if you're out there listening, just, you know, when you get home and it's cold, just curl up and just play some winter levels.
Indeed.
All right, we'll see you guys in the next episode. Before we leave you today, we want to go over a few quick things. We want to remind everyone to visit our show page over at anchor.fm/Karibo Shoe Podcast. You can find all of our episodes there, as well as links on all the services that we're available on. Those services include Apple Podcast, iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify, Pocket Casts, Overcast, and through the Anchor app, which is available on both iOS and Android. We'd also like to take this time to ask you to rate our show on Apple Podcast or on Google Podcast if you enjoy it. We really appreciate that. And lastly, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter at Karibo Shoe Pod, and we're on Instagram at Karibo Shoe Podcast. I want to thank you once again for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.